Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Here's Jen. Crossover pick from Ami here. Down the lane, runner up and a foul! Iuno! Para Caitlin Chen. 54-40. The Valkyries by 14. Chen with 9 points. And that's an 11-0 run.
R.C. Davis here following the Valkyries 62-49 win in Washington over the Mystics. Kevin, how did they win this game? Thornton 0 of 7 from the floor. All-star Gabby Williams made one basket tonight. How'd they win this game?
defense, or in the words of Janelle Salong, defense!
Yeah. 30% shooting, R.C.
Unbelievable.
And 5 of 31 in the second half for the Washington Mystics. And how about this? Christine Jacobson, the great comms person for the Valkyries, was feeding us all sorts of defensive notes. But they limited the Mystics to 16 second-half points. No one's done that in 5 years in the WNBA, RC.
Not since 2021.
How about that? I mean, this was an incredible performance. I love defense. I love low-scoring games like this, and I was like a pig rolling mud today. You know, this was awesome to watch. Just stop after stop, rebound after rebound. How about Kia Stokes? 9 rebounds and 3 blocks. I mean, Caitlin Chen, Alan Brown, our statistician here, Alan Two Phones Brown, excuse me, his nickname here. He's making the case for Caitlin Chen for most improved. I think it's going to be tough to beat Jessica Shepherd for most improved player in the WNBA this year. But he's got a point. I mean, Caitlin Chen played half the games last year, was cut in training camp, then came back, played 24 games, averaged 2 points per game. Before this game, she was averaging 6.4 points per game, 1.4 rebounds, 1.5 assists. And she's going to be closer to 7 points per game after this performance. She's been awesome this year. She played almost as many minutes as Veronica Burton in this game.
6 of 9 from the floor.
Yeah.
4 assists. No turnovers. One turnover. 14 points off the bench plus 14.
Yeah.
Alan's right. If he keeps it up, he's gonna have 3 phones.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. He'll get the raise so he can buy that 3rd phone. But I mean, look at this. 6 turnovers for today. Compared to 17, this played out kind of like what the stats would say, right? The Valkyries turned it over the fewest number of times per game in the WNBA, and the Mystics turned it over the most. Mystics averaged 17 turnovers per game. Guess what, RC? They turned it over 17 times, and the Valkyries plus 8 in points off turnovers.
They had that anomaly earlier this week where they had some bad turnover games. Back to back, but they're back to stifling. They're back to protecting that rock. Just 6 total.
You know, this is Golden State run media here.
That's right.
You know, so like I would point out that those high turnover games came against the Atlanta Dream, which leads the WNBA in steals per game. So they force a lot of turnovers.
True.
So I'm going to make that excuse.
All right.
And they turned it over 50 times in 3 games against the Atlanta Dream, but just 6 times against Washington. And so how the Minnesota Lynx are to the Golden State Valkyries, RC, the Golden State Valkyries are to the Washington Mystics, because Washington's never beat them. The Valkyries are 5-0 against the Mystics now. Not quite the 0-8 that the Valkyries are against Minnesota if you include the postseason last year, but it's still very impressive. 3 of those games were single-digit games, and this was single digits-ish until the 4th quarter when the Valkyries took a 10-point lead. And look, they only scored 12 points in the 4th quarter. They've had some bad 4th quarters, but they still outscored the Mystics in the 4th quarter because they won it 12-9.
And again, Sunny Citron did not play, but still, this was a
butt-whooping.
We mentioned that Kayla Thornton and Gabby combined to shoot 1 of 13, but they survived a bad shooting night from Janelle Salon as well.
Yeah.
She was 3 of 13, but had that big 3 late to basically put the game out of reach.
Yeah, that was the last 3 points of the game. Came with minute 20 or so, minute 8 left, something like that. I'm not looking at the play-by-play right now, but yeah, I mean, just, wow, 49 points. Fewest points the Valkyries have ever given up. Their previous opponent low was 57, did it twice last year, so 8 points fewer than that. And, I mean, we looked at it at halftime, and we're like, hey, the Valkyries, they're down 2, 33-31. They weren't scoring. You kind of liked where they were because all these offensive numbers were bad. Now, you didn't expect Washington to be this bad offensively in the second half, but, hey, you'll take it.
The Valkyries' 2026 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. 15-7 now in the season, the unofficial midway point of the season. 15-7.
That means you're on pace for 30-14, RC.
Oh.
Last year, 30-14, that was the record of both the Las Vegas Aces and Atlanta Dream. The Aces were the 2 seed, the Dream the 3 seed. So I'd say, I mean, you're looking at like a top 3 seed right now, and you're creating a little bit of separation. Look, the Mystics are the 8 seed at 10-10. So right now, and they play Toronto next, they are 5 games up on Toronto, the 9 seed. So they are creating some breathing room for them. And I said going into this road trip, look, you go 3-2, fantastic.
Right.
You're 2-0 now.
Get greedy, as we've been saying.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you don't play these games on paper, but Gary St. Jean and I always talk about this on Warriors Roundtable. You know, coaches, you go up there, you put the schedule up there. Yeah, I think we can get this one. We might kick this game. Well, you got Connecticut on the schedule on this road trip. They're 4-16, and you embarrass them here. So there are two ways to look at it. A, there's 3 ways to look at this. A, Connecticut's going to be pissed that they got destroyed 97-70. It was the Yusta Yatite debut game and the Ashton Prechtel debut game. They both scored 5 points in that one. But B, like, we've won – I'm saying from the Natalie Nicasse perspective, because we don't say we here on 95.7 The Game. Valkyries won by 27 at home. Like, you should be able to beat this team on the road. And then C – last time, your only game in Connecticut, you lost by 31
right
to the Sun.
Lots of factors.
Yeah, it's the worst loss in franchise history. Now, it was a Friday night game at Chase Center, followed by a Sunday 10 a.m. body clock game in Connecticut. I mean, it was crazy that they played that. I don't know how the schedule makers let that game happen. But yeah, like, let's go. I mean, there's a game before that. In Toronto, they're a pesky, spunky expansion team. Brittany Sykes has been hurt. That doesn't help them. But Marina Mabry dropped 53 in a game not too long ago, tying the WNBA scoring record. But, yeah, I really, really like where this team is at right now.
Get greedy, like I said.
Yeah, get greedy. Get greedy, for sure.